Oh, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian, Marion. Heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian. Oh, what can I say, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, badly, Madam Librarian, Marion. If I stumbled and I busted my whatchamacallit, I could lie on your floor unnoticed till my body had turned to cat.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Death. Can you guess who we're going to talk to today? That's right, our friends from the Pleasant Hill Library are here, and we're thrilled to have in studio with us Julia Carlos and Betsy Cutts. Great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us here today.
Well, thank you. So, Julia, I'm going to let you introduce Betsy because I've not met her before, and she has a very unique title, according to you.
Yes. Betsy is our technology librarian, but like all of us, she does wears many hats at the library, including doing our brand new, we've brought back evening story time, and Betsy handles those for the kiddos, and she also works with our teen collection. So she's got a variety of responsibilities, but one that we're really excited about and why we brought her here today is because she is one of the folks who has really worked hard on our iLab makerspace that's brand new in our renovated library.
Oh, my gosh. So, Betsy, tell me a little bit about you, please. How long have you been with the library system?
I started here in Pleasant Hill in October of 2017. I came here from Idaho.
Oh, you came here from Idaho. Wow. Yes. So you heard about the Pleasant Hill Library and you got on a plane. No, did you?
You applied.
That's how it works. Okay.
Yes. I had started a makerspace at the library I was at in Idaho.
And so you saw the opportunity for this. Wow. So you worked there through the renovation.
I did, yes.
Okay. And so let's tell us a little bit about what you are excited about. So that's what a technology librarian is you have this background in...
In makerspace technology,
For people that don't know what that means, can you explain it in layman's terms, please?
Well, my experience with makerspaces started with a 3D printer and learning how to use one of those. A 3D printer is... it uses plastic to build up into a shape. So
it's really crazy to think.
It is.
So it's a printer, and yet it churns out objects, not just paper.
Yes. It prints just as if layer by layer at a time to create an object.
So when you use the term maker, what does that mean, please?
So the maker... It references the maker movement, so that is people doing things like do-it-yourselfers. So if I were to make a table, I'm a maker. If I were to knit a scarf, I am a maker.
And it encompasses technology, too.
Yes.
Or, you know, so if you are creating video games or, you know, you're making YouTube videos, you're also a maker. So a lot of times it results in a physical product like a 3D printed something or another, but it can also be technology,
which is cool.
Anything you feel like being creative about or investigating. You don't have to be a creative genius to be a maker. You know, you can follow somebody else's instruction. That's okay too.
So when you hear the term maker space, why do those two words go together?
It is an area of space where people can come together and collaborate. They can come together and use tools that might be prohibitively expensive to buy on their own.
Like a 3D printer?
Yes.
So how much would that 3D printer cost if we wanted to just have one in our basement?
That depends on how sophisticated you would want. The ones we have are about $2,000, I believe.
Okay.
But the one I started with was about $200.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yep. But that one, I had to learn how to put together myself, which I would not recommend if you don't need to.
So this whole maker space at the recently renovated Pleasant Hill Library is open to the public.
Yes.
And what's the cost of it again? I forgot.
There isn't one.
That's just incredible. Just incredible. I think we need to get the word out even more about that. Julia, what do you think about all the new things that are you're able to do now at the new space?
I just think it's really fun to see how creative people are in that space.
Are you a creative person?
I am a knitter and
you're
I do
a maker.
Some theater stuff.
Okay.
To design theater design stuff. So yeah, but I think we've seen people come in that are, you know, somebody recorded in the Westcott Library has a little sound studio, so that's unique to them. But somebody recorded a demo song, or people are coming in and, you know, making like buttons for their business, that little like pins,
right,
to promote their business, or their 3D printing boat parts or game pieces, or just, you know, there's just so many things I never would have thought of to do in the makerspace that it's kind of fun just to see. And it can be kind of purely functional too. Earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, we had somebody come in to use the sewing machine, because, you know, we have 3D printers and scanners and fancy paper cutters, but we also have a little more traditional, maybe, as we have a sewing machine. So somebody came in and hemmed her sewing, hemmed her shower curtain, because she has an unusual shower curtain rod placement in her house, and the shower curtain was too long. So she just came in, and, you know, if my sewing machine lives in the closet, so if I need to sew something, I do it at work.
So do I.
'Cause it's there.
I don't think a lot of people know that they can use the sewing machine. You don't even need a library card to use the sewing machine, right? You can just come in, and you can't check it out.
No. It all stays in the library.
Okay.
It's all free to use.
Unbelievable.
You can make a reservation through the library website, and we ask you just some simple information so we can get in touch with you if we need to. And then we do limit people by time. So everything's free, but we limit you to kind of 4 hours at a chunk.
Well, that's a pretty long time.
Yeah. So you can't 3D print something too huge, but, you know, we've had people work on designs that they create in as like modular designs, that'll different pieces that they snap together. Mm-hmm. So they'll make bigger things than they can print in 4 hours by doing it in multiple sections.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
So one thing that I saw printed in multiple pieces, a young man came in and he had a robot chassis that he had designed, but it was too big. It would have taken, I want to say, 20 some odd hours altogether, but he broke it up into 4 hour parts.
Okay.
And then was able to just put them all together.
And then he's going to have a cool robot.
Aren't kids brilliant?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. Let's get back to the sewing machine. That's really fascinating to me. What the heck? So what if you don't know how to sew? Are you allowed to use it?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
We are completely available to help you get started with it. But we are also offering introduction to sewing classes starting this winter. At the library.
Okay. I know so little about the library, and I think I know about the library. This is just fascinating. So I know a lot of kids in middle school have sewing projects. So if they don't have a sewing machine at home, this is a great opportunity for them to get some of their homework done there.
Yes.
Great to know. So what else falls under your umbrella with technology?
Do you mean the iLab technology?
Or just any of the technology. What are some other duties that you have?
So there are actually not very many technology librarians in Dakota County. I am one of three in the whole county. So I do quite a bit. I go around and work on some different committees and things as well, just with the county.
We're trying to have a kind of cohesive vision. You know, we operate as our independent locations, but then we are a county system.
We are.
So that, you know, we may not be able to offer everything in every building, but that we are working as a team to make sure that we're giving people tools that they can access different places too.
So how many libraries are there in the Dakota County system?
So there's nine, and now we're up to four that have official makers, iLab makerspaces. I think everyone now has a 3D printer. And
most have sewing machines.
Most have, many have sewing machines. Most have an iMac with the Adobe Creative Suite and other software. So if you're a graphic designer, you want to do some video or audio editing, you can reserve time on there. And then we have, like Betsy was talking about with the sewing classes, we also are going to be doing some other kind of introductory to the 3D printer and some of our other tech, some other equipment, because it can be intimidating if you have never, you know, scanned photos or used.
It's very intimidating. I was very intimidated the first time I used a 3D printer.
Wow. Well, tell us when some of these classes are, please.
So we have an intro to film and photo digitization class coming up in the winter, because we have a three different digitization tools now. We have a photo slide and negative scanner. So all of your old photos, all of your old negatives, things like that can be scanned, digitized, saved.
Saved in the cloud?
If you want.
Okay.
Or on a flash drive.
Oh, on a flash drive. Okay.
However you feel comfortable saving them.
Okay.
We also have a VHS to digital converter.
Oh, remember VHS? Okay.
Yep. So you can save that to a USB drive or to a DVD. DVD.
Okay.
Then it's ready to watch. And then a new thing we have is an 8mm film converter.
What?
Yes.
That's really old school. That
it
goes
is.
Way back.
But yeah, it's popular.
One thing we're learning is that, you know, over time, these formats are not, they're not stable. You know, your old VHS tapes, especially if they've been in a basement or a garage, they're degrading over time. And so you're going to lose that kind of family history. And so that's kind of one of the things I like to think about when I'm thinking about the iLab is you can name off all the equipment, but what are the things you can do with it?
That's true.
You know, here we're preserving our family history or, you know, our community history. Or with the 3D printer, you might be prototyping for a business, or you're creating an ad for your new thing that you're launching, or you're just making something fun that you think your friends will find funny and you want to share as a video, or, you know, just all sorts
you're hemming your shower curtain.
Yes. You're scrapbooking. And we actually have...
You have scrapbooking stuff there too?
Yes, we do. So one of the non-traditional things that we got for this makerspace is a typewriter. Because where are you going to find a typewriter now?
Right.
Uh-huh. A functioning one. So we actually have one that... I envisioned it being used more for paper crafts, but people have come in to write letters on it. And one couple came in and addressed all of their wedding invitations on the typewriter.
That's clever.
Yeah. And they had a division of labor thing where one of them was keeping track of the paper cutter, because we have a Silhouette Cameo, or if anybody's heard of a Cricut, it's kind of like that, where
sure.
you can design
Fancy.
Something on the computer mm-hmm. and then it cuts it out with its little robot arm, cuts it out of the paper, and so you can have the fanciest things cut yep. out of there.
So he cut out the inserts that he put in, that they put inside of the invitations, and she was over there
on the
typing
typewriter.
Away. Yeah.
Did you have whiteout then? Remember whiteout?
Yeah. She must have been very careful.
She had to redo a few because white was not the color of the envelopes.
Oh, so. I know.
Oh my gosh, they have a typewriter.
Yeah, we have a typewriter.
So you can reserve that in 4-hour increments also?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a laminator to.
Oh,
so
nice.
Then if
I love laminating things.
Right.
I don't know why, but I just enjoy it.
It's very satisfying.
It is. Yeah. Satisfying.
It is a cold laminator, so you don't have to worry about any burns.
That's new.
Or about accidentally leaving it on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about crafting? Any crafts?
Yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, so there's sewing. The paper cutter definitely applies itself to crafts because it will also cut. Like thin fabric or vinyl.
Very thin fabric.
Okay.
Like a quilting type fabric.
Sure.
Those thin cottons it would cut, or vinyl. We have a little book binder, like if you think those plastic claw
sure.
binders that I always think about with a church cookbook.
Yes.
We have a machine that'll punch and do those binders.
Oh.
And I mentioned the button maker already, that if you want to make, everybody loves making buttons.
It's mm-hmm. Buttons are great. What about books? Do you still have books at the library?
Yes.
Yeah, and we even have books that'll tell you how to use some of this technology.
Yep. Let's talk about some of the other non-traditional things. So you have wonderful books. Have you expanded your number of books, or did you just put them all back in when you moved back into your space this summer?
We stayed pretty consistent. Okay. We took our whole collection with us when we were closed for remodeling.
That was amazing.
So we had the whole thing, and we brought the whole thing back. So, all the old familiar things that you're familiar with.
Movies and
CDs. Comfy place to sit. But then we also have available for checkout some other things like book group kits. That's 10 copies of the same book, plus some background information and discussion questions.
To start your own book club.
To start mm-hmm. a book club.
That's a great idea. Really?
Yeah. And those, I think, are great because they check out for 6 weeks. So you check it out. You bring it to your book club meeting 1 month and hand out the books. Then you all read them. Then you come back together and you talk about it, and then you
return them.
And then, but because of that 6 week checkout, you have enough time to do all those steps, which you can't really do with a normal 3 week checkout.
That's right.
We also have nature backpacks.
What's that?
Which, do you want to talk about the nature backpacks?
Sure, I can talk about the nature backpacks. So the nature backpacks are just like what they sound. They're a backpack that has like a little notebook, and it has some like identification things for the kids to do, and it has information put out by the Dakota County Parks.
How fun.
And a magnifying glass.
And a magnifying glass.
Oh, yes.
That's really important. And yes. those responsible are our friends of the library group, so we thank them for their generous support. We also have, they also sponsored fitness kits. So like if you've thought about, I want to try one of those stability balls.
Yes.
You can borrow one from us and try it out.
You have a stability ball I can borrow?
Yeah. You have to inflate it yourself, but it comes with a pump.
Okay.
So,
Wow. You know, those are good. I might try one here at work. A lot of people are sitting on them at their jobs. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that?
I think I would follow.
Why didn't you bring me one?
Kudos to those who could make that work for them.
Here's the deal. If you haven't been to the library lately, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
For sure. We want you to come no matter what you're doing. If you're, you know, getting board books for your baby, or you're starting a business, or you're
just want to meet
with your friends and hang out.
But no snacking. We can't snack yet at the library, right?
Snacks are allowed in our meeting rooms.
That's
light refreshments.
Yes, and covered beverages.
And covered
everywhere
beverages.
Else.
Oh, I didn't even know you could bring beverages into the library. Mm-hmm. You can?
Yep.
Yes.
What are your hours, please?
We are open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're open Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And during this, from Labor Day to Memorial Day, we're also open Sundays from 1 to 5.
Great to see both of you. Betsy, nice to meet you. Congratulations on your technological background. That's so cool. Thank you for coming in today. I learned so much.
We're glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
This was very educational. We want to thank our two librarians that are in studio today, Julia Carla, she's the manager of the Pleasant Hill Library, and Betsy Kotz. And get yourself to a library near you, and there's a beautiful one in Hastings called the Pleasant Hill Library. So stop in and see what's new. And you're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Madam Library.